Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Do you sometimes feel a little bit confused about where you're going in life? And maybe you've got dreams and even desires within, but they never seem to get fulfilled. And you just feel like you're spinning wheels and in a rut. Well, today's program, you are going to have breakthrough. I guarantee it. Because we've been believing for you to be empowered by the Spirit and to find your groove so that you can accelerate into the fulfillment of your promises. And so today we have with us Wendy Walters. So awesome to have you with us. You are an executive coach, a life coach, a brander, and a motivational speaker. And we're so excited about the wealth of affirmation and information that you carry within you for those that are struggling with that very thing, spinning wheels in life, wondering, how do I do life? How do I get where I want to go?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Moving people forward is a passion of mine. Helping people wherever they are, wherever they're starting from, to see what can be and never focus on what isn't. Always focus on what can be, because there's a path. I promise there's a path to get you into a new place, into a better place with your family, your health, your business, your ministry, all those things. It's completely possible.
It's so beautiful. And in your book, Intentionality, Live on Purpose, you give so many great keys on taking this whole aspect of intentionality, living with purpose, living, you know, making decisions that will really make a difference. And you've helped so many people through that, not only with your book, but in your personal life coaching that you do with people, executive coaching. And I find, Wendy, oftentimes, you know, you meet people and they're like pure gold because God created them.
Yes.
And inside of each individual is this wealth of potential that they can live out. But so often they don't, because of maybe people have put them down in the past, or life has discouraged them, circumstances haven't lined up. And so they tend to give up or think inside that maybe it'll never be.
Right.
And so they just spin wheels year after year, always having desires and hopes maybe, but never seeing them fulfilled. But you are an expert actually in helping people move forward out of that place of rut into intentional fulfillment.
Yeah, so, you know, like a fish is a genius in the water because it's what they were designed for. And oftentimes I meet people and they're a fish, but they're stuck on wishing they were a monkey in a tree. And a fish in a tree is a total failure. So most people that are feeling really stuck or feeling like their life doesn't fit, it's because instead of doing what God created them to do, they're trying to do something they see. So when you're a fish, you've been given gills. Mm-hmm. You've been given fins. You've been given an ability to excel and be a genius in what God called you to.
Wow.
But so if you are looking and judging your life by the fact that you don't have a tail and fingers and can swing limb to limb, you feel like a failure. So my favorite thing to do is help people, what were you designed for?
Beautiful.
How did you come wired? Because you know what? You were wired to be a genius in a certain field.
Beautiful.
And if you can figure out what that is, you already are a genius. You don't even have to work at it.
It's just finding God's design.
Finding God's design is a real key.
I'm getting a word of knowledge right now for someone. You're watching, you're thinking, oh my goodness. Because when you grew up, you had a desire, just a certain bent in your personality and your longings that was never celebrated because your parents had their own idea of what they wanted you to be when you grew up, what kind of vocation that you were to be in, and you wanted to please them. So you've been confused up to this very point. And right now, you're actually in your mid-30s, and you're still struggling with who you are, trying to please your parents, trying to find your right groove, and feeling really dissatisfied. Today is your day of breakthrough. today you are going to have something happen supernaturally in your life that is going to position you to move forward in what you were created to be and do.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think that happens a lot in childhood, doesn't it?
It does happen a lot. A lot of times, you know, we get rewarded. I worked a long time ago for an ophthalmologist, and he was bored to death with his life, didn't love his job at all, had always wanted to be in plastic surgery. But, you know, when you're little, every time, you know, if your parents ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And if you say a doctor and they give you a dollar, you're going to keep answering doctor.
Right.
Whereas if you say musician or artist or poet and, oh, well, I don't think, how would you make any money? We do sort of push ourselves in a direction we desire to please.
Right.
We desire to please and we move forward. And a lot of times we do make our decisions about where are we going to go for training or knowledge based on what we think is a path to finances. Mm-hmm. And I know people who hate numbers who chose accounting because they think they can make a living at that.
Right.
So there's something, if you can just cooperate with how you're wired.
Right.
God gave you something. There are things in you, they're designed for you. Whatever it is, the thing you love, what do you lose track of time when you do? What do people come to you naturally for? Those are little breadcrumbs leading you to your identity. And it's mostly about just coming into agreement with your identity rather than striving to create one.
Wendy, if you've lived in a certain path, let's say for 40 years of your life, and then you realize, man, I've been living 40 years like this and I don't even like it.
Yeah.
Is it too late to make a change?
No, it is never, never, never too late. Because the beauty of God, one, he works all things together for my good. All things. I qualify because I love the Lord. The scripture says he works all things together for good for those who love the Lord. So if you love the Lord, you qualify. It doesn't matter what education you've gone after. He's brilliant at taking completely unrelated things and weaving them into a braid that's stronger even in the end. So it's been very fun. You know, my friend, Dr. Lance Wall, now he teaches on convergence, that at some point in your life, all of these seemingly unrelated, mm-hmm. never have gone together before, but they're going to come together in a moment. And even things that didn't seem like it would ever help you in what you were wired for, God turns it around and uses things. So I've seen people who have years of education in a completely different field. And it's like when you're in a dark room, you flip a switch and the light is on.
Wow.
It doesn't need to take years.
Cool.
All you need is a flip of a switch and you have an instant adjustment in moving towards your identity. It's beautiful.
That is so cool. And so it's so important to just get a hold of like what's inside of you, right?
Yes.
Would that be one of the first questions, is what motivates me? What makes me happy? What is it that turns the lights on inside of me?
That is definitely one of the first questions. What are the things people come to you naturally for? Do they come to you for counsel because you've got word of God and wisdom? Do they come to you to plan parties because you can make everything organized? What do people naturally come to you for? Not related to your income, but what is it people call on you for?
Right.
That's probably a clue to some things that you're naturally good at. And the thing is, what's beautiful is the things we're the best at, we tend not to value because it comes easy for us.
Right.
And things that come easy to us seem like, well, that couldn't be very special. And yet a lot of times when people are walking, it's called unconscious competence. We're walking in something that we're actually brilliant at, and we make it look completely easy. If someone else tried to do it, they would fall flat.
Right.
So we need to learn to value the things that we're naturally gifted for and naturally good at, and not think because we didn't strive to get there,
right,
that it isn't valuable. It probably is the gift God gave us. So if we could just polish that up and present it, it would be beautiful.
And it might be really advantageous for people to even sit down, and maybe even as you're viewing this right now, is to sit down and make a list of those things. Like, what things come easy to you? What things do you enjoy? What things do people see in your life that they come to you for? Because that helps define you, doesn't it?
It helps,
you know, kind of hone in on that. Because I think a lot of times when you do things naturally, you don't even realize yourself that it's special because you've just always done it.
Right.
It's always been there.
Right.
So it's nice to have that highlighted.
Yeah, and I think it's beautiful and brilliant. In the book, I give lots of tools where you can go. I think it's important for us to learn about our wiring. Like, imagine if you gave your child a present. You gave them a gift, but they never unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they unwrapped it and got excited in that moment, but they set it on a shelf and never learned,
never used it,
never played with it, never took it out, never. Or maybe it had a manual and you needed to learn something and they didn't want to take the time to read the manual, so never played with it. These are the way God has given us gifts that we have never even taken the time to unwrap or find out what they were for or how to use them. So I think it's really valuable to learn about your personality, to learn about your strengths, to learn about things. And it's a way we can honor the calling of God in our lives.
Right.
If we take the time to find out what's possible and just for a moment step into what's possible, what did I come wired for? And if I could just spend a little time exploring that and play with it. Mm-hmm. It's something, and you know, just like you enjoy when you give someone a gift and you see them wearing it, using it, loving it, it's the same that our Father has. When we take out the gift and play with it, right, He gets really happy and He's ready, right, to give us another one and another, yeah, one and another one.
God is empowering women with innovative abilities and vision for an unprecedented global movement to ignite faith and destiny across the globe. Join Patricia King, Heidi Baker, Stacey Campbell, Barbara Garlington, Iverna Tompkins, Clarice Fluitt, Pat Francis, Joan Hunter, Katie Souza, founder James Goh, and a special word from Joy Dawson for this worldwide event to impart, commission, equip, and empower women on the front line.
Is there anyone in this house tonight that is willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone who's willing to say, yes, I will take it?
Now is the time. Take your place. Register today, May 26th through May 28th, 2016. Scottsdale, Arizona. Men are always welcome. Rise up. Unite. Become a woman on the front line.
Oftentimes, people have said, well, you know, if you're going to serve God, it's going to be hard or whatever. And I think, I've never known God to be like that. He's my Father, and He loves me being filled with joy,
yeah,
and He loves me doing what I love to do.
Like, yes,
my husband, he is very, very good with his hands, so he loves doing anything to do with hands. He loves fixing things. He loves painting, you know, painting walls, I mean, painting,
right,
houses and,
right,
that. And I hate that stuff. You know, I hate it, you know. Just put me in a room with a paintbrush and that, and I would be stressed out in the first hour because I just don't enjoy it, and therefore I don't do it well.
Right.
But someone like my husband, or like even our producer of this program, she loves to paint. Well, she loves it. She could do it by the hours. I don't know how she can do it, but she loves it. So that's what God, He delights in.
He does.
When we do the things that we love to do, and so we can delight in ourselves that way too.
Right.
So I would rather be with people and talk with people and pray with people and go for a walk with people and do things that involve communication.
Right.
That's what makes me so excited. And so that's what God loves to have me do.
Yeah.
And I think that that's another thing. Like, what do you really love?
Yes.
You know, because that'll give you a key as to what you were created for.
Right. And a lot of us, we're so concerned about making a wrong decision that we won't make any decision. So imagine if we have a closet, you know, imagine life, you're choosing to do something. And Lord, I only want to wear what pleases you. Stand in your closet in the morning,
right,
you have no clothes on. I want to wear what you say I can wear. What will make you happy? And you stand there all day. I don't know, should I put on the blue dress or the red dress? I won't put on a dress till you tell me, Lord, which one, blue or red, blue or
he's
red.
He's saying, what do you want
And he
wear?
Says, they're all, if they're in the closet that I gave you,
yeah,
pick which one you want to wear today,
right,
and I will rejoice with you.
Right.
So the beauty of, if your heart really is tuned to God and you're wanting to please Him and serve Him, it's actually kind of hard to make a wrong decision because He'll turn it for your good.
Right.
And He'll allow you. You can explore things. It's okay if you mess up. It's okay if you move toward a career that you don't love. You're not stuck. Hear me right now. You are not stuck. I don't care how bad you feel it or how much money, mm-hmm, or energy or time you've invested in this career, but you hate it. You are not stuck. God says, I can take everything you've learned, every skill you have, every connection, everything you have, I can take it. And in a moment, I can set you on a new course. Nothing missing, nothing wasted, nothing. He's going to make it all come together. And as you're moving into the next step, it will all make sense. It will all come together. And you can put on whatever dress in that closet you like. He says you're beautiful.
That's beautiful. And I also love the aspect of, like, he's a relational God. And so he's not like this big taskmaster that says,
yes,
you will obey me and you have to do it this way and you have to do it my way. Because
right,
he actually longs for relationship with us. And I use this example sometimes because it just tickled me when I thought of it, is that with my grandchildren, when they come to visit, I just love finding out what they want to do.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, I would hate it if they came to my home and said, Grandma, we only want to do what you want to do.
Right.
You know, because what I would want to do, I know they wouldn't want to do.
Right.
Okay? I want to do what they want to do. So I'll say, okay, give me a list of the things you want to do. And they do. They
yes,
tell me, we want to go swimming, or we want to go play bowling, or we want to, you know, do this or that or the other. And so we make our list and we go out and do it. And it gives me great delight to give them
that's right,
the desires of their heart, and that we can engage in and have fun together. And even with the area of gifts, I remember one Christmas, I had this desire for them, because I always ask them to give me a list of what they would like for Christmas, because I like to be able to give them something that would be a treasure to them. But this one Christmas, I had the list, and so I was going to go out and get their things, so that's fine. But I also had my own desire for them. I wanted them to learn Chinese, because I thought that that would be so great for them to learn Chinese and grow up learning Chinese. It's a great trade language. It would just give them benefit. And so I found this program on the internet that was for children, and it had all these little cartoon things and it had these little games to learn Chinese. It even had this little panda bear and everything. I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to love this, and they can learn Chinese at the same time. So Christmas morning came along, and we had all the presents and everything ready for them. And I said, I want you to see this first. This is my favorite gift. It's for you. So they were all excited.
Right.
And they opened it and they looked at it and they said, what is it? I said, it's so you can learn Chinese. And they were like, okay, you know, it was just like, what, you know, thank you, Grandma. That's really nice. So they were being really polite, but
right,
I could tell that, you know, they were only liking it because they wanted
right,
to be honoring to me. But then they opened up the ones that were on their list, and they just shone with joy and gladness and laughter and big hugs and, oh, thank you, Grandma, you know.
Yes.
And that's what gave me the most joy, is
right,
to know that I got something that they loved,
right?
Right. Because
right,
it builds relationship. And even though they were honoring about what I
yes,
wanted to do, and they
right,
were beautiful with it, but it was what gave me the joy was to see what gave them joy.
That's right.
And for those of you that have had a misunderstanding about Father's love for you, you need to know that he just loves to walk with you in life. He loves to find out what is in your heart, because he wired you that way. He wants to know what's in your heart so that he can fulfill that in you. And so feel free to dream. Feel free to bring those desires before him and to go after them, because he's with you in it, okay? You don't have to just be like a robot and do everything that he wants to do, even though that's a beautiful heart. But he wants relationship with
he
you,
does.
And that means he wants to walk with what you want to do. Let's talk about intentionality now,
okay,
because even God himself was intentional.
Yes.
He had a longing to create the world.
Yes.
And with intentionality, he started to build it. So teach us a little bit about what that looks like.
So for me, you know, everything that God does, when he speaks, our words are creative. They have power. So I'm always aware places I go, the words I speak matter. When I'm shopping for groceries or for clothes or whatever, I'm intentional. My cell phone is away. Why? Because God has divine appointments for me everywhere. How can I connect with people if I'm busy in my own world? So intentionality is literally determining to live my life on purpose. I'm aware that from the moment I wake up in the morning, the very first thoughts that I allow myself to think that are disciplined, I'm shaping them. I'm crafting them. From what I choose to wear to how I choose to be with my children, the very foods I eat. Every decision I make is either taking me in closer towards something or further away. So those little tiny decisions, like we're really good about seeking the Lord over, you know, job change or who we're going to marry or what church to go. Like we really seek the Lord about that. And we don't realize that really it's our little tiny decisions that take
Beautiful.
Us off course. The big ones we usually get right because yeah. we've paid attention. But our little ones, so if I set my goal in front of me, like if I'm a ship, I'm leaving New York Harbor and I know I'm headed to London, headed to a port in England, I've got a course set for me. I don't have to worry about which way the wind blows or how the tide comes or the storms. I have a course set before me. I don't even have to choose. I just follow the path.
Right.
If I don't know where I'm going, everything that comes up, I have to make a decision to go around a hurricane or see another ship or port of call, and I just go every which way. So being intentional is I've taken a little bit of time to say that's where I'm headed. So my decisions are actually quite easy. If I need to write a book, instead of accepting every lunch engagement and going to every life group, for that season, my decisions have already been made.
I love it.
So it actually makes your life more simple, less complicated, because I know where I'm headed. So my decisions are quite easy.
And it gives you the privilege of building.
Yes.
Whereas otherwise, everything just becomes random.
Right.
And I think that there's fulfillment in building. So even with little things, like let's say that we have a goal to be a blessing in our day.
Right.
So with intentionality, you can go look for opportunities. You can think, okay, I'm going to phone 3 people today.
That's exactly
and
right.
bless them and encourage them. When I go shopping today, I'm going to look for someone I can bless as I go through the till. Maybe
yes.
I can buy someone their groceries or something or help them with their groceries into the car or, you know, write a little note or send a flower to someone or write a special email. So you become very intentional. And what I love about that, because I love building like that, is that at the end of the day, you feel like such accomplishment.
Right.
And then it gives you momentum to do more. It builds momentum. Otherwise, your day just happens. Someone will say at the end of the day, how was your day? Oh, it was fine. And you can't even remember
what you did.
Really what the purpose was in it or anything because it was just all random.
Right.
It just happened.
But one of my favorite chapters in the book is called Intentional Neglect. And neglect seems like a negative thing, right? You think, oh, you never neglect anything. But I was, by nature, I'm a very active person, very creative. I'm a doer. I'm an achiever is my top strength. And I would just do all the time. And I had to learn the secret of choosing what to neglect. So when my assistant and I are in the office in the morning, not only do we choose what we're focused on, we choose what gets none of our attention. No matter how loudly it shouts, no matter the phone call, no
Very
matter
cool.
what, we choose on purpose what gets no attention today. And that could be in the mornings I get up, I name the day every day. I give the day a name and make a declaration. And I choose at that time what I will not engage with. I will not engage in disappointment today, not for one moment. So I'm intentional, even setting my state.
I love that.
I have decided I will not walk in frustration or anger. When it comes at me, I've already chosen. This is what I'm going to do. I have a playlist I'm going to put on when that situation comes, and I'm going to step in. So it's just a matter of allowing yourself to. It's like a studio you get to play in and create and design your life. You get to cooperate with your own destiny. It's just beautiful.
I know it's so important. I believe that we do live with intentionality.
Yes.
And I love the whole thing about even like saying, no, I intentionally will not give place to discouragement in my life.
That's right.
Now, I remember my father when he was 30 years old. I was just a young girl. And it was January 1st, it was the new year. He used to always make New Year's resolutions. But he says, I'm living the rest of my life positive. I refuse negative thoughts.
Amen.
And I mean, I'd heard him, you know, make resolutions before, so I thought, okay, that's great. But he was really intentional about it. I mean, it was almost every 5 minutes he would
Wow.
say, I'm positive, I don't entertain negative thoughts. If any of us said anything negative, he'd say, nope, I do not choose negative thoughts. Do you know from that time to this day, and he's 88 years old now, is that he is still living positive. I can't remember hearing my father
yeah.
say negative things because he intentionally chose not to. Intentionally did.
Yeah, so it's powerful. It's powerful when you realize that you can. You have things you can't change. There are situations and circumstances you cannot change. But in every circumstance, you have the power to decide how you will be in the circumstance, how you will respond. And it's so much better if you will just on purpose, set yourself before it comes so that you've actually chosen your response before. So if I'm going to go out to a restaurant, the truth is I choose before I get there whether I'm going to eat dessert or not.
There you
so
go.
I can hold myself
That's a
to
good
that.
One.
Because in the moment when they bring that little
right.
cart by.
I know, you'll choose, yes.
Yes, creme brulee, of course. But if I've chosen ahead yes. of time. So it's just a matter of you have so much power to do things you're not aware.
I love
God
it.
Has given us so much creative power. He's a God who loves choices. He doesn't sit up in the sky. He doesn't have an agenda for you in the morning that he's checking off and you're on it or off. That's not my understanding of how
he
works.
He wants us to create with him.
He wants you to play and enjoy mm-hmm. and explore and build and cooperate. Just think about your own children. When they sit down with blocks,
okay.
you haven't given them a plan. This is what I want you to build. You're so excited when they just explore and enjoy. And I can't believe what you made. How much fun is that?
I love
and
it.
You take pictures and you celebrate. That's how I see God. Here's all the materials you need.
Yeah.
What do you want to build? And
Wendy,
he'll just get excited with you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I just want to make sure that you, our viewers, remember this book. And you'll see a place on the screen right now where you can get this through Wendy's ministry. And also find out more about her ministry and how she can help you and help others. And so please go and check that out. And I want to just encourage you as we wrap up right now to really choose to live your life with intentionality, knowing that you serve a God who has potential for you. He created you with potential. He created you to dream. He created you to explore things with him. And he gives you permission right now to take his hand, walking with him in life and just enjoying every moment of it with intentionality, building with him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release and loose upon you his creative power, his love power, his building power, his presence, everything that you need to build a life full of glory with intentionality. Remember this above all else as you go about your week, that God loves you with an everlasting love. And so now go and with intentionality, go and share that love with the world around you. We'll see you next time.
God is empowering women with innovative abilities and vision for an unprecedented global movement to ignite faith and destiny across the globe. Join Patricia King, Heidi Baker, Stacey Campbell, Barbara Garlington, Iverna Tompkins, Clarice Fluitt, Pat Francis, Joan Hunter, Katie Souza, founder James Gall, and a special word from Joy Dawson for this worldwide event to impart, commission, equip, and empower women on the front line.
Is there anyone in this house tonight that is willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone who's willing to say, yes, I will take it?
Now is the time. Take your place. Register today, May 26th through May 28th, 2016. Scottsdale, Arizona. Men are always welcome. Rise up. Unite. Become a woman on the front line.